and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Just in, the National Weather Service has confirmed two tornadoes on the ground just to the west of Metro St. Louis and heading towards the city. KMOV-TV meteorologist Steve Templeton in St. Louis telling residents,
I need you in your tornado shelter. Downstairs in the basement if you have it. If you don't have a basement, lowest level, you want to put yourself away from windows and put as many walls between you and the outside.
This is part of a severe weather system moving across the country. Texas officials say three people have been killed in vehicle crashes in a dust storm in the state's panhandle. Northeast of Oklahoma City, near Stillwater, the National Weather Service reported extremely dangerous wildfires and urged some people to evacuate. The Senate votes to avoid a partial government shutdown by passing a bill that funds federal agencies until September. But as CBS's Erica Brown reports, the decision divided Democrats.
Congress has been unable to pass annual appropriations bills. Instead, lawmakers have been relying on short-term extensions like this one.
We're voting on yet another continuing resolution today because last year's Democrat majority pushed off full-year appropriations again and again.
The measure increases defense spending by $6 billion and cuts non-defense spending by about $13 billion. Erica Brown, CBS News, Washington.
SpaceX launches a new crew to the space station to replace two stuck astronauts, NASA's Ken Bowersox.
Now we wait another day for Crew 10 to make their way to the space station to join Crew 9 there. They'll hand over for a few days, and then we'll bring Crew 9 back to Earth, and they'll splash down, and we'll get to hear all their stories.
More than 9 months of stories from astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, who thought they were just going into space for 8 days last June. President Trump visits the Justice Department. It had elements of a victory lap, a pep rally, and an airing of grievances against a department that conducted criminal investigations of him and a department that he now controls. CBS's Scott McFarland says it was a rare sight.
President Trump stood inside the headquarters of the U.S. Justice Department, demonstrating he's now in charge and promised a tougher era of law and order.
Now, as the chief law enforcement officer in our country, I will insist upon and demand full and complete accountability for the wrongs and abuses that have occurred.
Trump attacked former officials and prosecutors at the Department of Justice that he claimed carried out corrupt criminal cases against him.
Cuba has suffered another massive power outage affecting Havana and the country's provinces that has left millions in the dark. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment tumbles. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat UCLA 86-70. The Badgers had lost to the Bruins in L.A. earlier this season. Wisconsin's Kamari McGee on the Badgers Radio Network says today they did a better job on defense against the Bruins.
We're just making sure that we were in our gaps. When we watched the film from the last game, it was a lot. It was just open, the driving lane after driving lane. But, you know, we really focused in on the gaps. Just being in gap helps, making them throw the throwback, making them find other guards, just because we knew that they wanted to get in the paint more than shoot the three.
So Wisconsin advances in the semifinals in Indianapolis. They take on the number one seed Michigan State tomorrow at noon. In the Big East, it's Marquette against St. John's at Madison Square Garden. We'll have a recap later tonight. NFL, Packers losing a player in free agency. Linebacker and a leader on special teams, Eric Wilson, has signed to rejoin the Vikings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You've heard of Ted Lasso, the Apple TV show that premiered during the COVID-19 pandemic. It came at the right time and seemed to make people warm and fuzzy all over and give them much-needed laughs. We could use more of that now, and according to Variety, the show is coming back for a fourth season. Ted will be portrayed by Christopher Walken, Just kidding. Even though I think that would be hilarious. Jason Sudeikis returns to the show that garnered 66 Emmy nominations and 13 wins. The exact release date has not yet been mentioned. SNL 50 happened weeks ago, but Variety is reporting that Bill Murray got very emotional during the festivities. The actor appeared on the Sway Calloway show and admitted to crying three times throughout the broadcast, especially losing it when a clip of the late Gilda Radner appeared, saying he loved Gilda and absolutely came apart when he saw her on screen. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight with passing showers and thunderstorms. Windy tomorrow with areas of rain mixing with and changing to snow by the evening. Temps fall out of the 50s tonight into the 40s tomorrow. Sunshine and around 40 for a high Sunday. Currently, it's 66.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a person with MS and autism and is an advocate for Medicare and Medicaid will join us. Going to be a very interesting conversation. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak, whatever it may be for you. It's the end of the week for all the rest of us. It's Anything Goes Friday. You and me, 3 hours here. Donald Trump just congratulated Chuck Schumer on, wimping out, rolling over, asking for a belly rub. I don't know, something like that. I mean, this is pretty damn grim. There's 100 people standing outside Chuck Schumer's house right now with signs that say, fight for us and people over billionaires and Schumer, vote no or go. One month CR, grow a spine. Yeah, good stuff. Meanwhile, Elon Musk is tweeting that it wasn't Adolf Hitler who killed all those people. It was public sector workers. Right. So we've got to lay off, hundreds of thousands of public sector workers, or fire them, actually, and fire them with letters that said, your performance sucks, so that they can't get unemployment insurance. Well, now Elon Musk is even telling us that he wants to do away with unemployment insurance. I'll get to that a little later on. But number one, here's what we're going to talk about today on the program. Did Chuck Schumer play us all for fools? Josh Marshall over at Talking Points Memo thinks so, number one. Number two, Trump's, and by the way, I encourage you to call your senators right now, 202-224-3121, and tell them to vote no on this continuing resolution. Also, Trump's imperial fantasy, this is my daily take today, he wants to be Polk, McKinley, and Putin all at once. Bernie shows how to say no to the Republican spending scam. And Elon Musk lists the programs he wants to destroy, including unemployment insurance. So we'll get all that in the first hour. In the second hour, it looks like the U.S. Postal Service just cut a deal with Elon Musk and Doge. Well, surprise, surprise. We know what that's all about. Also, women are now having trouble registering to vote in New Hampshire because New Hampshire passed a state version of the SAVE Act that requires women, if they want to vote, to prove that they actually legally went to a court and changed their names. And so all across New Hampshire right now, married women are being turned away. Said, sorry, you can't register to vote. It's amazing. I'll tell you about that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, a new report exposes the Musk operatives who have infiltrated Social Security. It'll curl your toes. Also, a crazy alert about egg prices. This is absolutely nutso. We'll get to all this stuff. To start out with, as I mentioned, call your senators. I emailed out an email I got this morning from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I forwarded it to the, roughly 150,000 people on our Hartman Report email list, and I think it's around 60 or 70,000 people on our Tom.tv email list. And it has a share button, so you can forward it to other people. But basically, all I did was reprint Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's email, in which she just lays out, you know, this continuing resolution, it's going to gut the government of Washington, D.C. It's going to gut the Veterans Administration. It suspends, construction on Veterans Administration stuff. It furthers the destruction of the VA because they're trying to set up the VA for privatization. And it basically rationalizes everything that Putin, that Musk and Trump are doing right now on behalf of Putin. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. People at town hall, Dean Obidala notes, people in town halls are fighting Republicans harder than Chuck Schumer. I agree with that sentiment. Rosa DeLauro said that this continuing resolution, quote, takes away any remaining restraints and guardrails from the Trump administration's efforts to dismantle our government and destroy the services that help Americans. Patty Murray says it, quote, creates a slush fund for the Trump administration to reshape spending priorities, eliminate longstanding programs, pick winners and losers, and more. Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona says it would give unchecked power to Donald Trump and Elon Musk. Senator John Hickenlooper of Colorado says the bill is dangerous. Jeff Merkley, my senator, says the best time to take on a tyrant is as early as possible, and this is the moment. You don't stop a bully by giving over your lunch money, and you don't stop tyrant Trump by voting to give him more power. And to be clear, Mark Merkley says the threat of a shutdown must be used as leverage in an effective fashion to negotiate a different budget deal. You think Mitch McConnell would have done this, what Schumer's doing? No way in hell. The resolution cuts $13 billion in non-defense spending. It cuts $800 million from Veterans Affairs facility construction, $700 million from housing subsidies that are going to cause 32,000 families in America to be evicted after this is passed. $40 million in election security grant funding has been killed. No more election security. Gee, I wonder why the Republicans want that. Cutting Army Corps of Engineers construction projects to mitigate flood risk. Cutting the Rural Community Connect broadband program. Well, of course, that's because Elon Musk wants people in rural areas to have to buy Starlink. And it increases money by $6 billion for Trump's plans to deport brown people. So please call your senators. Meanwhile, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, that was yesterday. our piece is titled Trump's Imperial Fantasy. He wants to be Polk, McKinley, and Putin all at once. People are wondering, you know, is Trump modeling himself after somebody? I mean, the guy's not particularly creative. And it turns out, yeah, in his first term, he was modeling himself after Andrew Jackson. In fact, he had Andrew Jackson's picture hanging in the White House. Now he has James Polk's picture hanging in the Oval Office. He was president from 1845 to 1849. He basically doubled the size of the United States. He acquired Texas, Iowa, and Wisconsin, along with territories that would later become Arizona, New Mexico, California, and Oregon. And he took the Southwest territories by war. It was James Polk who declared war on Mexico. You know, we fantasize or lionize or romanticize, really, this with the stories of the Alamo. But, you know, it was a war of aggression. And, in fact, it was heavily opposed in the United States House of Representatives. The opposition was led by a congressman named Abraham Lincoln. And then there's McKinley. He's the president that Karl Rove says he modeled the George W. Bush presidency after. McKinley was the guy who lied about an attack on the USS Maine down in the Cuban harbor to get us into the Spanish-American War, to seize Cuba and the Philippines and a whole bunch of other islands. But most interestingly, what McKinley did was he put a 50% tariff on Canada to try to force them to become what would have been at that time the 45th state in the United States. Seriously, it didn't work. What it did is it pissed off the Canadians so much that they went from being a territory of the United Kingdom to becoming an independent nation aligned, a Commonwealth nation. So it kind of blew up. And then the third role model, so number one, you got Polk. He's clearly modeling himself after Polk. In fact, he just had Polk's picture hung in the Oval Office. McKinley, he talks constantly about McKinley. McKinley, you know, a 50% tariff in 1890 crashed the economy. And then there's Putin. He's modeling himself after Putin. You know, Gorbachev, and by 1990, Gorbachev was opening up the Soviet Union. His glasnost policies, he created an actual parliament that was democratically elected. He allowed opposition parties, all these things. Putin comes into office, and he basically reverses all that. He sues all of the independent media into bankruptcy, and then he starts imprisoning people who speak out against him, you know, people like me. Only in Russia. He takes control of the nation's election systems. He stuffs ballot boxes. He has this program where, in order to vote, you have to go through an extensive voter registration process that involves ID and proving your citizenship. This is his way of controlling who can vote and who can't. He took over the Central Election Commission so that, when there were reports of fraud in polling places where they were basically stuffing the ballot for Putin, they never got investigated. Then he goes after the independent media. I just mentioned that. Today, only Putin-friendly media exists inside Russia. His constitutional court, the Russian Supreme Court, ruled that Putin had lifetime immunity for prosecution for any crime, just like six corrupt Republicans ruled Donald Trump has lifetime immunity for any crime just last year. He did a mass deportation of non-Russian, non-Caucasian residents of Russia en masse. He essentially took the democratic aspects of the Russian government apart, fired thousands of civil servants, privatized many of the nation's functions and handed them off to his oligarchs, and then took some of the things that had been privatized and renationalized them, and started killing rich people who opposed him, like Boris Berezovsky and Mikhail Khodorkovsky, murdered. And then other oligarchs said, "Okay, we'll kiss your butt." Roman Abramovich and Alistair Yusimanov and others. And his final step, Putin's final step, just like Polk and McKinley, was to expand the Russian state. He conquered Chechnya. He annexed parts of Ukraine, the Crimea, the Donetsk, the Luhansk, Zaporizhia, Kherson. He maintains de facto military control over South Ossetia, Abkhazia, and Transnistria. So this is what Trump is up to. He's also, his other role model, frankly, in my opinion, is Roy Cohn, his, mobster lawyer. So understanding this should give us, some understanding of how we should react to him. And it should have, frankly, guided Chuck Schumer's ability to rally Senate Democrats to create a united opposition to today's continuing resolution that further empowers Musk dismantling our government. But, apparently we're not that smart, or at least Chuck Schumer isn't. I'm telling you, this is the end of his political career. He's not up for re-election until 2028. Given his age, I doubt he will even run for re-election. But this is just a friggin' disaster. Absolute disaster. The Democrats played this completely wrong. They played it right in the House of Representatives. The senators completely blew it. And John Fetterman helped lead that opposition.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Bernie Sanders tells us how to say no, and the programs Musk wants to destroy have been laid out. I'll tell you about that in just a minute.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the groundbreaking achievements of Elizabeth Bayard. She defied the odds to become the first female journalist in Northeast Wisconsin. It was the mid-1800s. Baird was considered a trusted voice as she wrote about the developing area of the territory known as Green Bay. Her reporting revealed the stories of women and families, offering a fresh perspective in a male-dominated press at that time. Perseverance, passion, and breaking barriers. Baird is a part of Green Bay and Wisconsin history, and a symbol of the progress women continue to make every day. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Lisa Hale.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR. It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers. Thanks to local businesses Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, you can join us 5 to 6 with your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. Covering local sports like no one else.
Clearing it out, and it is almost caught.
We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players and coaches, and you. 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers.
Get out of here!
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. CB Distillery's VIP sale is on. For a few days only, you can save up to 50% on everything with the code VIP. If better sleep, less stress, and pain relief after exercise sound good to you, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have plant-based solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. They even have CBD for pets, and they really work. I can tell you, our dogs love them. Many of you are already feeling the difference, especially with their sleep products, which are my personal favorites. Look, if you're still tossing and turning at night or struggling with another health concern, make the change to CB Distillery, and now's your chance to save big with the code VIP. But this deal won't be around long, so don't wait. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP to save up to 50% on everything. That's cbdistillery.com, code VIP. cbdistillery.com, code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
Donald Trump, with a golden dream, wants to rule by any scheme. Talks of Greenland. Talks the land, wants to take it with his hand. Power, wealth, his empire grows. Where it ends, nobody knows. Imperial dreams reach so wide. Chasing power fueled by pride. From Paul to Putin, he takes his cues. A fantasy he won't refuse. James K. Polk, expansion
bound. This is a great song. There's a verse about James Polk. James K. Polk, about him imitating Polk. And then there's a whole verse about him imitating McKinley. And then there's a whole verse about Trump imitating Putin. You can check it out over at HartmanReport.com. Just click on the Daily Song and you can listen to it. So there was an afternoon caucus meeting yesterday among the Democrats in the Senate. This is Josh Marshall over at TalkingPointsMemo.com. He's calling today or yesterday Black Thursday. And apparently Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, Chuck Schumer's colleague, was really pushing. She was the major force behind pushing for going along with Donald Trump and the Republicans, along with John Fetterman. And 24 hours earlier, Schumer had announced on the floor of the Senate that, you know, the Republicans didn't have the votes. But that was, according to Josh Marshall, that was a bait and switch, basically, against us. He thought that he could get credit for standing up, and then he'd get credit for keeping the government open, and everything would be good. Yeah. Josh Marshall writes, I don't like to speak ill of the politically dead, but Schumer is a weak man and a fool. This was his last chance, at least until the fall. They're not going to have to do anything else until autumn when they need to, you know, pass next year's budget. So, and you think Schumer will stand up to the Republicans on shutting down the government over the debt ceiling? Not a chance. Meanwhile, Democrats are planning a nationwide blitz of town halls in Republican districts. Bernie started this. Well, really, I'd say Mark Pocan started this several years ago. He's been doing this for years. And, you know, Congressman Pocan is a regular on this program every other Wednesday. And then Bernie started it. They're called People's Town Halls. And now Tim Walz is doing it. Ken Martin, the new director of the Democratic Party, the national committee, said that they're going to do it in all 50 states. Meanwhile, Elon Musk just tweeted out the government programs he wants to end. He said, Democrats use every other government money tool to attract and retain illegals, like unemployment insurance, disability insurance, tax rebates on non-existent income, SBA loans, student loans, COVID payments, FEMA money. So that's it. Musk says that he's going to do away with your FEMA money. He's going to do away with student loans. He wants to get rid of disability insurance. He wants to get rid of unemployment insurance, apparently because all these things are used to attract illegal aliens into America. Brown-skinned illegal aliens, no doubt he's referring to, you know, those people that he was able to avoid when he was chauffeured to school, his all-white school as a child in South Africa by his, in a Rolls Royce.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
At least according to his father. 27 minutes past the hour. So what's on your mind? Anything goes Friday. I'll pick up your calls right after this.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? The FBI calls it house stealing, and it's a growing real estate scam targeting American homeowners. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their $1 million triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there are any changes, and if fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. And here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to give you a free title history report so you can find out if you're already a victim and access your own personal title expert, a $250 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use my promo code TOM250, T-H-O-M-250, or click on the link in the description. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code TOM250, to get the protection and peace of mind you deserve.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. At least 9 tornadoes have touched down in Missouri, including 2 tornadoes on the ground heading toward the St. Louis area. This, as CBS Philadelphia meteorologist Grant Gilmore tells us, bad weather is on the move.
The threat for severe weather shifts across the deep south into Mississippi and Alabama, but that threat for severe storms even stretches all the way up into the Ohio Valley.
The Senate passed a Republican spending bill keeping the government running, with Chuck Schumer and other Democratic leaders helping it over the finish line. President Trump noticed.
I appreciate Senator Schumer, and I think he did the right thing. Really, I'm very impressed by that.
A Dragon spacecraft is on its way to the International Space Station tonight and will bring home stranded astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams.
They'll be ready to come home when we're ready. We'll watch the weather. You know, the weather's always a challenge. It's always windy over the water. We'll have to find the right opportunity.
NASA's Steve Stitch. The plan is to begin the return trip home on Wednesday. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new documentary says We Are Not Alone. The Age of Disclosure premiered at the South by Southwest Film Festival in early March and claims aliens are real and that the government has covered up their existence for the last 80 years. The doc claims non-human biological matter has been collected from spacecraft crash sites. Director Dan Farah interviewed 34 government officials who confirmed some type of extraterrestrial life, but the film does not offer a whole lot of actual proof other than talking heads. No confirmation as to whether or not people have actually been probed. As promised, I said I would report back when I finished the show Zero Day on Netflix. The six-parter starring Robert De Niro and Joan Allen explores what happens after a massive grid outage that kills over 3,000 Americans. Zero Day has some great moments, but ties everything up a little too neatly at the end. Having said that, De Niro is great. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat UCLA 86-70. The Badgers had lost to the Bruins in L.A. earlier this season. Wisconsin's Kamari McGee on the Badgers Radio Network says today they did a better job on defense against the Bruins.
We're just making sure that we were in our gaps. When we watched the film from the last game, it was a lot. It was just open, the driving lane after driving lane. But, you know, we really focused in on the gaps. Just being in gap helps, making them throw the throwback, making them find other guards, just because we knew that they wanted to get in the paint more than shoot the three.
So Wisconsin advances in the semifinals in Indianapolis. They take on the number one seed Michigan State tomorrow at noon. In the Big East, it's Marquette against St. John's at Madison Square Garden. We'll have a recap later tonight. NFL, Packers losing a player in free agency, linebacker, and a leader on special teams, Eric Wilson, has signed to rejoin the Vikings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight with passing showers and thunderstorms. Windy tomorrow with areas of rain mixing with and changing to snow by the evening. Temps fall out of the 50s tonight into the 40s tomorrow. Sunshine and around 40 for a high Sunday. Currently at 64 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we talk aliens with paranormal investigator Todd Michaels, and Flicks Brewhouse brewmaster Dave Hansen joins the show to talk about the new Nightlight beer. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Bernie's anti-oligarchy tour is now becoming Democrats all across the country. Indeed. All righty. Let's pick up your calls here. What's on your mind today? It is, after all, anything goes weekend here. Bill in St. Helens, Oregon. Hey, Bill, what's up? What's up?
Yeah, hey, Tom. I think we're witnessing one of the greatest privatization schemes in history, and here's what I'm talking about. Based on security, you get rid of all the old people that understand how the old COBOL language works. You get rid of, basically get rid of all the corporate knowledge of all these old antiquated systems. And then, of course, the right answer is to immediately have private enterprise develop the new software and develop the new programs. And I've watched students happen something like this. And here's the bottom line. It's like dive old voting machines. So they reinvent Social Security. You don't own the software. They do. You don't own the technology. They do. I mean, and the best example I can give is we were in a contract, contracted out a company that designed some transmitters. They designed them. They came out with $1 million piece to design and build. Great. We went to buy some new transmitters, and they said, $2 million. And we said, well, we're not paying that. We're going to have somebody else build them. And they said, well, not with our drawings, not with our designs, not with our firmware and software. You get the idea?
Yeah. Well, here's an even better real-world analogy. There's several of them. Medicaid in many states is now administered by big insurance companies. So there's that. You've got other programs. You mentioned our voting programs are now being administered by private corporations. There's just no shortage of areas. You know, more than half of our military budget is going to private contractors. Soldiers no longer do KP duty. They hire, companies to provide food services and things. So, yeah, I absolutely agree with you. This and the way that they will do this with Social Security is probably very similar to the way that they did it with Medicaid, although Medicaid had always been administered by the states. But they'll just bring in private companies, perhaps break it up on a state-by-state basis and, pass out that $2.7 trillion Social Security Trust Fund to these big corporations and say, yeah, you guys make the payments. And I agree with you. I think that they're trying to, this is why they're going after COBOL. The programming language, the old programming language that the Social Security institution or administration's computers are running on. I'm with you, Bill. Bill, yeah. Thank you. That was a good one. Appreciate it. Ziggy. In Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Hi. First thing I did this morning was emailed Schumer and Gillibrand and basically told them, go a spine.
Yeah.
And, of course, being a constituent, I received back a reply that says, thank you for contacting me.
Right.
So, I really feel good about this.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm sarcastic.
I do. I know it well.
Yeah. I'm calling about something no one really is talking about, and that is the credit rating of the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
It actually, if you look at the metrics for doing it, it should have already been downgraded. We're already defaulting on obligations. There's no full faith and credit in the U.S. government anymore.
Are you talking about like the $2 billion of USAID payments for services already rendered that Trump is refusing to authorize?
among others, among others, yes. And all of them, a lot of people are concerned about getting paid. I mean, it's just like if you or I had a credit rating and it was decent, but all of a sudden, you know, we started screwing around with it, they would drop us right away.
Yeah, you're right.
It needs to be. And I think it's going to have to happen. I don't know when. But also, looking back at the Great Recession, if you remember right, is when they downgraded the rating was when the economy went into a tailspin.
Yeah.
And everyone was mad at the rating companies because they took too long to do it, you know, and they are doing that again. And I just thought it's something to keep in mind for people because that's a concern that I have because I think once that happens, then we're going to see the economy really start to go in free fall.
That's friggin' brilliant, Ziggy. Where are Fitch and S&P, right? Standard & Poor's?
Yeah. You got Standard & Poor's, Fitch, and S&P. And Standard & Poor's have us at AA+, and Moody's has us at capital A, small a.
Yeah.
Okay.
Movies, yeah,
but you know who's got a better credit rating than us? Canada.
Yeah, of course. Well, in Canada, you know, I mentioned this, I believe, day before yesterday. On Tuesday, Canada's new prime minister, whatever that title is, I think it's prime minister, Mark Carney, who was formerly the president of the Bank of England and then the Bank of Canada. So he knows about this stuff. Announced that the Canadian government this week is rolling out U.S. dollar-denominated bonds, which will
compete
directly with U.S. Treasuries and are more highly rated than U.S. Treasuries, which is
mind-boggling. Well, you know, I don't want to get too personal on this, but I've had my family who have government savings bonds of different types cash them all out right now. Let's move them into other things or at least keep them in cash for now because, you know, I'm concerned about, you know, the bonds are the last things they default on. But, you know, if you remember during the Great Recession, how that worked out when we finally said, hey, we have to downgrade this. And the only thing that saved us was Bernanke coming in with the federal government.
Yeah.
Is the federal government going to come in this time? I really doubt it.
And the quantitative easing as well from the Fed. Yeah, no, excellent, excellent point, Ziggy. Excellent point. Good thing to keep an eye on.
Yeah, so maybe our friend Larry might have some information on this if he's listening.
Yeah, and hopefully he'll call in today. We'll see.
Okay.
I don't see him on the board right now.
Care,
Ziggy, thanks a lot for the call. Chris in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. We need to be out in the streets with hundreds of thousands or millions of people now, not after we lose everything.
I'm with you.
America is under full-scale attack by dictator Putin, oligarch Musk, and errand boy Trump.
Yep.
And everyone needs to fight back in every way possible. If we don't, we won't have a country left.
Yeah.
And we need more Chris Murphy, Al Green, Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders, not less.
Yep, I'm with you.
I think Democrats should impeach Trump and declare him mentally unfit for office.
I agree.
And charge Musk with being an unqualified South African foreigner illegally interfering with our government.
I agree.
And take away all of his government contracts and deport him.
Yep. I salute every one of those things. Chris, thank you very much for the list. That was great. Dennis in Aptos, California. Hey, Dennis, what's up?
Well, quite a bit. First off, I want to, you know, my wife lives up in San Francisco, and I'm up there quite often, and Channel 27 is the community access station there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you turn it on, it says on the bottom of the screen, Free Speech TV, Tom Hartman Show. You know, it's not on. The screen's black.
Really?
This has been going on for I don't know how long. But basically, Comcast isn't allowing community access. They're not giving them the feed.
Did you talk to the folks at Free Speech TV about this?
Well, I would hope that they would know.
Well, maybe they don't. Dennis, do you know how to drop me an email?
Yeah, I do. And
forward it to the president of Free Speech TV.
Yeah, here's the other thing is in Santa Cruz, it is on. Yeah. But the volume is really, really low. I called up the community access station, and somebody called me back actually yesterday because I had left a message.
Right.
And this guy said that's on Comcast, that they're doing that.
Huh.
So I think it's sabotaged by Comcast, actually.
May well be. Comcast, you know, originally was owned by I forget whether they were from Georgia or Alabama, but it was somewhere in the Southeast, this very right-wing family that started it. I think it's a publicly traded company now, but you know, they've always had a right-wing tint. But I don't know, it could just be incompetence or, you know, bumbling, but we should let the people at Free Speech TV know about it.
Yeah, I will do that. One last thing too is about Schumer. I mean, he has disappointed me and millions of other Americans so often. You know, now I don't know, they're going to have the vote, so we have three Democrats, I guess, that are going to vote for this. So that's 48, 49. That's 50.
They need six.
It still can be filibustered, right?
Well, it is being filibustered. That's why the Republicans need 60 votes. Schumer can't stop, you know, Bernie, for example. I don't know who declared the filibuster, but any Democrat can declare a filibuster, and that's the end of that, right? And Schumer can't stop that, so what he's got to do is overcome it. And so far, the ones who are publicly saying that they want to hand America over to Elon Musk and go along and bow down and kiss the ass of Donald Trump are Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, Chuck Schumer of New York, and John Fetterman of Pennsylvania. So far, those are the ones who are publicly out as cowards and weasels.
Okay, so the filibuster is going to go through and the government will shut down tonight. And, you know, they're going to be like, well, that happened when Trump had a shutdown. They blamed the Democrats.
They always blame the Democrats. But public opinion polls on CNN this morning indicated 32% of Americans blame Democrats, but 23% of Americans blame Trump. Combine those numbers, and that's over 50%. So, you know, are blaming basically Republicans. Dennis, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
46 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Same thing goes weekend. Stay with us.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
It starts with a whisper. It starts with a call. One voice rising can speak for us all. When we stand together, there's nothing we can't do. The strength of a union begins with you. From the factory floors to the office walls, we've got the power to change it all. A fair day's wage and a voice in the fight. Together we shine, standing up for what's right. Unions begin with you, with me, with us. Together we rise, in each other we trust.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Roberta in Maple Grove, Minnesota. Hey, Roberta, what's up?
I listened to Chuck Schumer last night.
On Chris Hayes' show? I heard that, too.
I'm sorry, say what?
On Chris Hayes' show? That's where I heard him speak.
Yeah. I thought he made a lot of sense. They're in between a rock and a hard spot, and or a hard place, and having the shutdown gives in his mind, and he's a senator, he's been doing this for years, a shutdown gives Trump and Musk more power than if they let him have this. And he says, you know, it's a poison, horrible CR.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I don't know. It made sense. I think
I suspect he's right, Roberta.
But I was with you.
But the point is that Chuck Schumer is the guy who let this happen. If the Democrats had been messaging, if the Democrats in the Senate, if Chuck Schumer had the control over Democrats in the Senate that Mitch McConnell had over Republicans in the Senate for the last 20 years, then those Senate Democrats would have been yelling and screaming about this. They would have said, there's no way we're going to consider this. You damn well better not adjourn in the House of Representatives. We will. See, the Democrats were never even invited to negotiate this continuing resolution. It was written by Republicans. It's a giant FU to the Democrats. And Schumer should have led the opposition, but he failed to.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. We have to deal with the reality of what we have now.
And the reality is that if the Democratic Party is going to succeed as an opposition party against the Republicans, they have to take a damn stand. And even if that stand over the short term means giving Trump and Musk more power, it will be perceived by people as fighting back. Right now, by saying to Trump and Musk, okay, cool, and Mike Johnson, we will do exactly what you say. We will vote for your thing. What they're saying is that gee, maybe the Republicans aren't so crazy after all. Maybe this isn't so terrible after all. I guess probably I should continue voting for Republicans. This is a political train wreck, Roberta.
And perhaps if people would back him in his play because of where they are, the reality of today, then what you're doing today with your on and on and on and piling on is you're agreeing with, how can I say this? You're part of the problem now.
What is the problem?
Media's take on this. Well, you're part of the media's take on this. If you would come out and at least when you're talking about how you think it's horrible what he's doing, if you at least would share some of what he said last night so people can make up their own minds.
Oh, I'll happily do that. I'll do it right now. What Chuck Schumer said last night is that if they vote against the CR, that the government will shut down tonight. And that's true, although it won't actually shut down. We've been through a whole bunch of government shutdowns, and we know that, you know, for the first couple weeks, what happens is the national parks get closed, basically. You know, it's a gradual process. The government has plenty of time to stretch out their money. And during that time, during that shutdown, the Democrats could be holding protests all across the country, which is what Bernie Sanders pointed out to Chris Hayes right after Chuck Schumer was on last night, if you continued watching MSNBC. And you know, they could be holding protests all across the country and forcing the Republicans to come back to the negotiating table to come up with a CR or even an appropriations bill that actually isn't vicious. But this thing is slashing the Veterans Administration. It is ratifying what Musk is doing. It is slashing money to Washington, D.C. It's going to throw tens of thousands more people out of work. It is an absolute disaster, Roberta, and it should not be voted for by Democrats at all, even if it means shutting down the government. Shutting down the government actually gives Democrats more leverage. There's a reason, Roberta, why almost every year when Barack Obama was president and when Bill Clinton was president, Mitch McConnell led efforts to shut down the government. There's a reason why. Because it forces the other side of the table. It hurts the party in power. And the party in power right now is the Republicans. A government shutdown, you know, the Republicans are out there bragging, oh, yeah, give us a shutdown. We'd love that. And Chuck Schumer's like, oh, my God, I guess I better be afraid. No, there's a reason why Republicans always shut down the government when a Democrat is in charge. Why won't the Democrats shut down the government when a Republican's in charge?
That's not fair.
It's true, though, Roberta.
It's not fair to say, well, he's scared and this and he's that.
He is scared.
He said he was scared. He's scared of what'll happen, and he's got.
And he could have prevented
a lot of logic on his. Well, he could have, but that's past.
Yeah, well, I'm not cutting him any slack for this, Roberta. This man has totally bumbled this thing, and he owns it. Roberta, I got to run, but thank you for the call, and I'm glad we got Chuck Schumer's point of view out there as well. We'll be back. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. We'll pick up this conversation and Musk and the post office right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will talk about the Wisconsin Badgers seed in the NCAA tournament and what makes you a target of the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, everyone. Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Extreme weather is hitting much of the nation tonight, affecting 100 million people from the deep south up into the Midwest. Tornadoes have been confirmed tonight on the ground in Missouri, and there are dozens of wind-driven wildfires in several central states, with Oklahoma the hardest hit. Let's go to New Orleans for a look at what's coming.
The National Weather Service is warning Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida that severe weather is likely on Saturday.
All modes of severe weather right now are on the board, and we could even be looking at not just tornado activity, but strong tornadoes.
Louisiana climatologist Jay Grimes.
Those are the kind of systems that do serious damage.
Threats not only include tornadoes, but damaging winds, severe thunderstorms, and hail. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
The Senate has passed a Republican-led six-month spending bill that keeps the government from